In this bulletin, a Melbourne court injunction is extended to prevent a Tamil family from being deported, Prime Minister Scott Morrison to sign a maritime boundary treaty with Timor-Leste, and in tennis, an Australian former Grand Slam junior champion progresses to the third round of the US Open. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Labor Senator Christina Keneally is appealing to the Prime Minister to apply his Christian faith to the Tamil family facing deportation. Supporters of the family are rallying outside the court where a temporary injunction stopping their return to Sri Lanka has been extended. Ms Keneally has urged Scott Morrison to show compassion and consider the situation from a parental perspective to keep the four in Australia.
This is a family that is wanted by the local community. And so far, the pleas of Australians have fallen on deaf ears from this Australian government.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the family are not classified as refugees and they are not owed protection. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is promising to upgrade the naval base in Timor-Leste as he visits the 20th anniversary of the independence vote. The Australian government is also committed to providing two patrol boats by 2023 as part of an announcement on Friday for the commemoration event. Mr Morrison will meet Timor-Leste's Prime Minister in what the Australian leader has described as a new chapter of shared respect, values and interests. The Prime Minister is also preparing to sign a maritime boundary treaty. A Liberal senator is worried the Coalition's proposed religious freedoms laws won't receive full support because they fall short of community expectations. Concetta Fierravanti-Wells says the laws won't go far enough for religious leaders. She says it's still unclear whether the bill offers the right level of religious protection because the draft aims to safeguard people of faith from discrimination. Senator Fierravanti-Wells says it's a complex issue within culturally and religiously diverse Australian society. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says while he appreciates the concerns of some, others in the church are supportive of the draft legislation.
Of course, the consultation continues. It's draft legislation. It's been put out for exposure at the moment. There is time for a Senate inquiry once the legislation goes before
UK
the Parliament.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson says bi-weekly talks will be held to rework the Brexit agreement in the lead-up to the European Union exit deadline. Mr Johnson has vowed to remove Britain from the EU with or without transition deal on October the 31st. Parliament was suspended on Wednesday, prompting what has been described as constitutional outrage and court's bids to disrupt the process. Meantime, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn has promised to pursue the blockage of a no-Brexit deal in Parliament next week. An international study has found a link between hormone replacement therapy and an increased risk of developing breast cancer. The report published in The Lancet brings together 58 studies from around the world using data from more than 100,000 women who developed breast cancer. It found women who had never used HRT had a 6.3% chance of developing breast cancer, while it rose to 8.3% in women who had HRT. Professor of Obstetrics and Gynaecology at the University of Melbourne, Martha Hickey, says the data is vital for both women and the medical profession. Researchers found vaginally administered estrogens, a form of HRT, did not increase a woman's likelihood of developing breast cancer.
I think it's very important information for women and also for healthcare providers. So all women experience menopause and the majority of women have symptoms. Not all of those women need treatment for their symptoms, but for those who are seeking treatment, it's very important that they have the best available knowledge about what's safe and effective.
In tennis, women's world number one, Naomi Osaka is continuing her US Open campaign, defeating Magda Linet. Number four seed Simona Halep has been knocked out of the tournament, along with Australian Jordan Thompson. But fellow Australian 20-year-old Alexei Poprin has won his second round match in New York. Time to look at the weather for the rest of today. A late storm in Perth, 19 degrees. It's sunny in Adelaide and 18. Sunny also in Melbourne, 16. Much the same for Hobart, also 16. It's partly cloudy in Canberra, 14. 15 in Wollongong with showers. Similar conditions for Sydney and Newcastle. In Brisbane, a shower or two, 23. In Cairns, it's sunny in 28. And in Darwin, it's also sunny and it's 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.